Are you willing to spread some wealth? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Suppose people with spare money just started paying bills for poor people without the government middleman. Well, Keith Taylor got to thinking about that when he was in grad school and found himself having to choose between fixing the car and making the rent.
Because I had to fix the timing belt on my car, and I couldn't afford to do both things. So I fixed the car and very nearly lost my apartment, and would have if a person hadn't stepped in and helped me at a moment when I really, really needed it.
That inspired Keith to set up modestneeds.org, a website where people who need a modest amount of emergency cash can post their stories, and people with extra cash can donate and then vote.
They vote. As people give to Modest Needs, we give them points that they can use as to which applications they'd like to see funded.
To ensure the money's not misused, it does not go directly to the applicant.
So, for example, if somebody's asking for help with a car repair, what we're going to do is contact the shop and have the car fixed.
Modest Needs gives out about $6 million a year. Not a lot. But the impact of preventing homelessness can be huge.
This is how people become homeless. Yeah. It takes, on average, 7 years for a person to return to self-sufficiency once that happens.
So, could organizations like Modest Needs actually replace government poverty programs?
A lot of the people who have asked me, you know, how to do this, very little has come of it, because as soon as they realize what's really involved in it, now I'll just stick with whatever I was doing.
Keith Taylor, check out his website, modestneeds.org. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.